Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. It's a great joy to come to you again with God's precious word today. This message I'm about to give is a continuation of a message I gave last week, Jesus and the Woman of Samaria. First, let us pray. Our Father, we pray now that thy divine light, thy divine illumination will come upon the declaration of thy sacred word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I get into my text today, I want to share with you a little about this radio ministry. I don't do this very often. This is a worldwide radio ministry. We're reaching most of the countries in the world. Now, on top of this radio work, I'm also writing an article each month, an article that relates to walking with God or related matters. These articles are also sent to people in several countries in the world. And today, once again, I'm offering you, free of charge, two articles related to soul winning. And the one is Jesus and Nicodemus, and the other is Jesus and the Samaritan Woman. So if you're interested in getting these two printed messages, we'll mail them to you, free of charge. And if you want to be on the regular mailing list of my writings, so you get every one of them each month, you can let me know also. And we'll put you on the regular mailing list. Now, there is no subscription charge for that. In this ministry, we've never asked anyone for money. We just simply ask Jesus to bring in what's needed. Most of our subscribers have never sent a dollar. And we don't mind that because many don't have a dollar. Remember, there are many in lands where there is much poverty. We have a few that send in finance regularly and some once in a while. So this ministry is entirely operated by the free will offerings of people who believe that this message needs to get out. I've always strongly believed in Matthew 6:33, where Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you." I believe as I seek Jesus first every moment of the day, he'll take care of the rest of this ministry, and he will touch those people who should give to it. So at the end of this message, I'll give you our address that you can ask for your free copy of the soul winning messages, Jesus and Nicodemus and Jesus and the Samaritan Woman. Have your paper and pencil ready for our address at the end of this message. And remember again, we can only send what we can financially support. I really like to hear from you once in a great while, so I know that what's happening out there with hearts tuning in to the Call to Obedience radio program, and so my people here in Kokomo, Indiana, can pray for you more effectively. Now, let me go back to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. The text begins with that Jesus must needs go through Samaria. It says, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph." Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus says unto her, "Give me to drink." In brief review of last week's message, Jesus wants all of us to be involved in the soul-winning business. In John 4, we have the model soul-winning illustration of all of the scriptures. Circumstances may vary, but the principles that we see here are to be employed in every soul-winning situation. But before I get further into this, I want to tell you that we need to, dear ones, slow down a little bit on our obsession with prophecy. Man has always had an obsession with prophecy. We find this in the book of Acts, the first chapter, where the disciples, at the moment of the ascension of Jesus back to heaven, asked the Lord, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" But Jesus said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses." What Jesus said here is, never mind about the times and seasons, never mind about the future right now, stay in the upper room until you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and then begin to witness and share the good news with everyone in the world. It is a tragedy that many, many Christians today get all wrapped up in prophecy, but when they come to their grave, they've never won a single soul to Jesus. Now, coming to the principles of soul winning here, the first point I'd like to make again is that we must be led by the Holy Spirit. Secondly, we must not allow our feelings to take over. Jesus sat at Jacob's well, and it says he was weary. It says Jesus being wearied was his journey set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, which means it was noontime. The sun was at its highest point, and the heat of the sun was mercilessly pouring upon the sacred head of our Savior. He was tired, it was hot, he was dehydrated. He sat on a 100-foot deep well, but he had nothing to draw water with. He did not feel like witnessing, but Jesus never went by how he felt. Listen, if we go by how we feel when it comes to witnessing or to attempt to bring a soul to Jesus, we'd hardly ever bring anyone to the Lord. We must not go by feeling in this matter. We have to go by the fact that there's a sinner who's lost, who's loved by God, but he's under the sentence of condemnation. We have the answer. We have the Lord. We have the message. And we must needs go through Samaria. We must needs witness to this person and do what we can to turn the lights on for this precious lost soul. So coming back to the principles of witnessing, of soul winning, number one, we must be led by the Spirit. Number two, we must not go by our feelings. And number three, in the process of attempting to win a soul, we will generally have to break through several barriers. So point three in soul winning is overcoming barriers. And in this case, there were three barriers that Jesus had to break through. One, there was a sexual barrier. It says there was a woman. In those days, men and women were distant, and so much the more, my friend, in that culture, and so much the more between Jews and Samaritans. So the first barrier was a sexual barrier. The second barrier was a cultural barrier. Jesus was a Jew. Again, she was a Samaritan. And she reminded Jesus that the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. The third barrier that Jesus had to break through is a sin barrier. He was pure. He was holy. And she was an adulteress. She was a town sinner. She was an outcast, because scholars tell us that only the outcasts would come to a well at high noon in the heat of the day to draw water. This woman had no friends. She was a woman who was rejected, and she rejected moral standards. She was more interested, as her life tells us, about sex than she was about religion. Oh, what a barrier this was. But Jesus broke through all these barriers. Dear ones, there will be barriers that you have to face at every soul-winning situation. And don't you back up. Just keep going through them. Break them down one after the other, one at a time, and keep on going until you've done all you could to bring that soul to the Lord. Have faith. Keep the faith. Don't listen to the devil that this is an impossible situation. Press on and plead the blood of Jesus, and you will make it through. This is what soul winning is all about. Pressing on and pressing on and pressing on and fighting all the doubts and unbelief that try to crowd into your mind that this is not going to work and that there's no interest and that the person you're witnessing to will not give in to the Lord. Just keep going, my friend. Have faith in God and break down the barriers. So here again are the principles for soul winning from the Gospel of John. Be led by the Spirit. Don't go by feelings. Overcome the barriers that sinners put up. And now, number four, is in witnessing, when you get down to business, people eventually put on a diversionary tactic. In witnessing, when you begin to deal with the sin problem of the person you're witnessing to, that person will feel uncomfortable and will begin to try to divert the subject matter to something else. This is exactly what happened here. Jesus finally had to deal with a woman's sin, and he said to her, "Call your husband." And in the story, she got nervous. She began to feel very uncomfortable that her sin was exposed, for she was an adulteress. She had had five husbands, and the man she lived now with was not her husband. In essence, this woman really got convicted. And now, as she got convicted, my friend, when people become convicted, they try to change the subject matter. They try to get out of a hot, uncomfortable zone. And so she said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. This is a diversionary tactic of the woman. She tried to get Jesus involved in a controversial subject as to where men ought to worship. But praise the Lord, Jesus didn't fall for this diversion. He took her right out of it, and then he began to reveal himself to her. And my friend, this is the final point in soul winning. Point five, the people you witness to must have a revelation of Jesus Christ. They must have a revelation of their sin, which is a problem, and they must have a revelation of Jesus, which is their solution. And when I say that you have to talk to the person that is lost about sin, I mean their sin. Their need to ask the Lord to forgive them. You must not get stuck with the sin of the world. It is not the sin of the world that keeps a sinner from coming to God. It is their own personal sin. And if there's no conviction of sin, there will be no confession of sin. There will be no forgiveness of sin. There will be no cleansing from sin. There will be no readiness to receive the Lord. Getting back to the beginning, we've gone full circle. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit so Christ in us, in this witnessing, soul-winning process, can reveal himself through us in his love, in his compassion, in his firmness, in his holiness to the soul that is to be won. Yes, soul-winning will require, number one, for us to be led by the Spirit. Number two, for us, my friend, not to go by our feelings. Number three, for us to overcome barriers. Number four, for us to resist diversionary tactics. And number five, for Christ to be revealed in us and through us. Well, praise the Lord. Those are the principles of soul winning from John chapter 4. Now let us pray. Our Father, we pray for thy Holy Spirit to work in all the hungry hearts all over the world. We pray, work in hearts in Asia, in Africa, in the islands of the sea. We pray you touch hearts and lives. Dear Lord, in Europe, we pray you touch hearts in Australia. Oh God, we pray that you'll touch lives in the Americas, the North and South. We pray for the Holy Spirit to bring conviction in the hearts of people all over, that they might be drawn to thee by the Holy Spirit. We pray for a worldwide Holy Ghost awakening to sweep all across the nations, that thy name will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let me give you my address to get your free copies, two copies of my printed messages on Jesus and Nicodemus and Jesus and a Samaritan woman. Write to Call to Obedience, Post Office Box 299, Kokomo, that's K-O-K-O-M-O, Indiana, 46903, USA. Once again, for your two free articles, write to Call to Obedience, Post Office Box 299, Kokomo, K-O-K-O-M-O, Indiana, 46903, USA. I also have a web page, and you can get all of my printed messages right to your home on the Internet. If you want the web page address, it is www.schulze, that's schulze.org. Again, my webpage address, so you can get all the Call to Obedience messages through the Internet free of charge, is www.schulze, that's schulze.org. My friend, thank you for listening to us. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear your testimony to see what God's doing for you, how he's helping you. We'd like to pray for you. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now until next week. In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.